Harun Yahya, An Invitation to the Truth. Why are Darwinist journals ceasing publication one after the other? Darwinist publications in Turkey have started ceasing publication one after the other. The journals in question, which began publication with great fanfare, are now silently leaving the stage. This is taking place in the same way across the whole world. Even if all the financial resources of the Darwinist dictatorship were diverted their way, and all kinds of material infrastructure made available, they still could not remain in circulation. Because the problem is not a material one, it is that they have lost all their strength and belief. The scientific evidence demonstrating the invalidity of Darwinism has at once undermined all the efforts of Darwinist propagandists. Fossils were first shown to the whole world through the Atlas of Creation. These consisted of some of the more than 300 million fossils, proving that creation is a fact and evolution is a fraud. But even that small number was enough to set the whole world in a state of alarm. To put countries that had been bastions of Darwinism into a state of shock, and to pull the rug out from under the evolutionists' feet. In the wake of these proofs, people were then told a very important fact about the beginning of life. A protein cannot come about without the existence of other protein. This fact put an immediate end to all Darwinist speculation, past and present. This stunning fact for Darwinists led to the complete abandonment of the theory of evolution. In addition to these two major pieces of evidence, there are, of course, many other crushing scientific facts that can be mustered against evolution. For example, one can go on at length about how mutations can never benefit living things. The glories of DNA, the extraordinary complexity in living things, the Cambrian period, how natural selection has no evolutionary effect, the scientific impossibility of the scenario of one life form turning into another, and Darwinist hoaxes. These all represent severe blows to evolution. But the inability to account for a single protein and the way that fossils prove the fact of creation put the matter beyond any doubt, both for Darwinists and anyone eager to learn the truth. Because of the fact that proteins cannot form by chance, those bodies that used to devote funds to Darwinist journals now believe that money will be wasted. Because they realize that no matter how many journals they produce, and no matter how much they produce fake materials to serve Darwinist propagandic purposes, they are still defeated. And they know that people see they have been defeated and do not believe a word that they write. They have realized that propaganda techniques no longer work. When it was easy to deceive people using propaganda techniques, they believed their Darwinist journals would also work. But they have now realized that their publications are worthless, and that is the sole reason why they are ceasing publication one by one, producing not a single story about evolution, and no longer able to engage in provocation. Darwinists no longer have a shred of belief that they will be able to deceive people, that their frauds will do any good, and that they will be able to spread the lie that is Darwinism. All this will now continue and gain pace. All sources of Darwinist propaganda will one by one cease. Time will bring no victory or benefits to Darwinists. They will never be able to return to the halcyon days when it was easy to deceive people. By Allah's leave, we are living in the time of the way of the Mahdi alayhi salamu, and Allah's promise will definitely come true. The moral values of the Quran will prevail across the world, and everyone will rid themselves of the Darwinist nonsense and turn to Allah. As our Lord says in these verses, when Allah's help and victory have arrived, and you have seen people entering Allah's religion in droves, then glorify your Lord's praise and ask His forgiveness. He is the ever-returning. Surat An-Nasr 1-3.
www.harunyahya.com